Let's sing that song, Brother Paul. Do you have the number, please?
320.
Interesting last night to look around and see all these teenagers filling the lodge. I've never seen that before at camp. And it's also very interesting to see no teenagers here this morning. I've never seen that before at camp either. Praise God. Well, let's pray for them. They're down in the village and they're having their workshops this morning. I know they're dealing with a subject that is of great importance. separating the boys and girls and talking about purity of life. And so let's pray for those that are ministering to this morning, that God will anoint them and show them how to present these truths in a way that the young people can receive, and that God will put the response into their hearts that He desires of each one of them. Give them the help. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank You for these days of opportunity, days to seek You, to find You. Lord, we thank You for the young people that are here. We thank You for the work that You're doing in their lives. We know, Lord, that You've begun that work long before they've come to camp. You've been preparing them, Lord. And now, Jesus, it's time for You to work, and we're believing that today that You will manifest Your great presence and glory among them. We pray, Jesus, that You will break through in the way that You desire to in each life. We pray that for those that maybe came and were not particularly so willing to do so, but they're here. And Lord, You brought them here. And we pray that You'll break down any resistance in them. We pray that You'll cause Your presence to melt their hearts and bring down those mountains, Lord. And we pray that there'll be a free and full flow of the grace of God in their lives today. We pray, Jesus, that You will minister this morning in a very special way, that You will help those that are sharing Your word. We pray that You'll guide them, You'll anoint them. We pray, Lord, that You will cause the word to go into the heart and to take root and bring forth the fruit in each life that You desire it to. Not just here today, but we pray that the truth of Your word will continue to grow in their lives and bring about the changes that You desire and the help that You desire to give them in the days ahead. God, help our young people. We know that there are many temptations, many pressures that they face. And Lord, we know that You are able to hide them, as we've sung. Yes. And don't allow the enemy to touch them and affect their lives in the way that he desires. But Jesus, we know that You are able to keep them and bless them and make them a blessing. And so we commit them to You today. We pray that You'll bless as they have activities in the afternoon and meeting again tonight. We pray that all day long they'll be under the working and the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Now we pray for us here this morning, Lord. We're glad that we can be together. We recognize that You're right here with us. We pray that You'll have Your way in this gathering. Lord Jesus, speak to us, we pray. Draw our hearts out after Yourself, and then meet us in the way that You see we have need of. Some are only here for a short time, and Lord, You can do a quick work and a deep and lasting work in each of our lives. We're believing You for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Praise God. Well, let's go on worshiping the Lord and see what He has for us this morning. And please, by all means, feel free in His presence. That always, in His appointment, brings blessing into the meeting as we let God use us in the way He desires. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Wonderful, Lord. Let's sing number 64 of the White Book.
Thank you. Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wonderful Savior, we love you so. Jesus, we love you, Lord.
Sing on.
During this youth retreat, and that was that those kids, those youths that are here not willingly, or they came here and their whole heart wasn't into it, that somehow God would work in them. And of course we believe that the Lord brings every kid and every guest on these grounds during the summer. We have parents sometimes who try to force their kids to come to summer camp, to the boys or girls camp, and that's not a good thing. We don't like that if there's that resistance. But if somehow they get here anyway, we believe that God is going to work. And the same with staff members. Sometimes we have less than ideal staff members who just happen to sneak in somehow. And in hindsight, maybe we shouldn't have called on them. But they're here. And we believe that somehow God is going to work in every single individual who is on these grounds. We have every right to stand on His word and to believe that God will work, especially now too in our youth. What a wonderful thing to see this place filled with young people, and how tough it is. I work with high school kids, and I know a little bit about what they go through and the baggage that they have. And God is able, especially our Christian kids. It's a tough environment, but God is able to keep them. And I know He will work in them during these days. And so let's all believe and hold real faith that God is working in every single youth that's on these grounds at this time.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For He is able. He's able. I know my Lord is able. I know.
It's really wonderful the work that the Holy Spirit can do. He can reach where no one else can reach. And He can make changes that can't come any other way. And we're learning to depend more and more upon the work of the Holy Spirit in our own lives and in the lives of those that we minister to. So sometimes in church I feel that some people are rather indifferent to the things of God. They come on Sunday morning, and that's about all you can get out of them. Come on Sunday morning. And I preach and I talk about the importance of getting out to God's house more often. And the more I preach, the less they come. And then the Lord reminds me, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit. This mountain shall be removed. The book of Zechariah talks about that. And the mountain that it talks about there was a mountain of indifference. It was an attitude that was impossible to remove except by God's Spirit. They needed to get back to doing the work that God had called them to do, but they had gotten involved in other things, and they had other self-interests that they were occupied with, and it seemed like nobody could motivate them or inspire them to do the work of the Lord. But the Lord said, I can do it. Looks like a mountain, but I can remove that mountain. And I thought of that when our brother Paul was talking also about these mountains in the lives of our young people. Parents try their best, send them up to camp. One mother told me, he needs to be changed. He needs to get there and be changed. And I said, well, we'll trust God to do that. But God's able to remove those mountains, change the heart. And that's so important, because you can get all the knowledge in your head and you can know all the right things to do and all the wrong things to avoid. But unless your heart's into it, it's not going to profit you. So let's sing that song, By My Spirit. It's number 197. Praise God. I'm sure that as we sing that God will respond by doing that very thing. Number 197.
Is there thank you.
Before we sing that last verse, I'm reminded of a time when I was living in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I was working along with Brother Bowie Curry, some of you know him, and there in the Fredericksburg Pentecostal Church. And there was a family there that used to come. The wife used to come most often. Every once in a while, her husband would show up, and then she'd get up and testify. I just praise God that we got here this morning. Oh, it was quite a battle. My husband didn't want to come, but praise God, he's here right now, and I just give God the glory. And the poor fellow, you were just so embarrassed for him. And then you understood why he didn't come too often. So every time he came, his wife testified about how she had to drag him to church. But, you know, after I left Fredericksburg, I came back down for a visit a couple of years later. And there was Richard, Brother Richard, and he was worshiping the Lord, had his hands raised. And I could hardly believe my eyes. I said to Bowie, what happened to Richard? Oh, he said, God just did something for the man. He comes to every meeting. He loves the Lord. He's all there worshiping God. And we both praised the Lord and marveled at how that came about. Just God did it by His Spirit. Didn't seem like He would ever change. It was years that the wife had been attending the church, long before I ever got there, and Richard just tagged along once in a while. But now he was wholeheartedly seeking God. And that really blessed me. And it made me to realize you should never give up on anybody. You know, some people, they seem like just a hopeless case. And they just never seem to catch on. And no matter how much you pray and how much you try to encourage them, they just seem stuck in their ways. And you're tempted to give up. Say, well, they'll never come through. But then the Lord surprises us. And He certainly surprised me with that man. That man's granddaughter, I saw at camp this year. She comes to camp all the way from Fredericksburg, Virginia. And she serves as a waitress. I've seen her here a number of times. Whitney, her name is. And I think of that every once in a while. I think about Richard and how God got hold of that man when I never expected him to. And so that then encourages me to believe for others that are in the similar situation. Praise God. Don't give up on anybody. God doesn't, so we shouldn't either. And those mountains, it just seems like an impossible mountain that it's impossible to remove it. But God is the God of the impossible. And we just have to let Him work and continue to commit people to God and don't limit the Lord. Well, this one you can work in this one, and this one you can't. But just give them to God and let God do what He can do. Praise God. And maybe you know people like that in your life, in your family, and you're tempted to be a little bit discouraged over them. Well, let's be encouraged today. God is able, and God can give them a whole different attitude and a total change of heart, and that can come at any time. You know, God hears our prayers. God is working, and eventually the overflow comes, and then we see what God has done, and we rejoice. Praise God. Let's have faith and trust Him ahead of time. Now let's sing the last verse.
And trust alone the mighty God. He speaks, the winds obey. Take courage and obey to God, for you delay the way. Not by mind, not by power, by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts, not by mind. Not by my spirit. God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. We love you. Hallelujah.